This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Thousands of mourners are expected to gather today in the U.S. city of Houston, where George Floyd grew up, for a visitation. His funeral and burial will take place tomorrow. It's been 2 weeks since Floyd died after an arrest in the U.S. state of Minnesota. His death has set off a wave of protest worldwide and ignited a debate about race and justice. The African-American man died after a white police officer held his knee on the handcuffed man's neck during an arrest, causing Floyd to plead with officers he couldn't breathe. It was all captured on cell phone video in Minneapolis. A sweeping overhaul of police oversight and procedures is being proposed Monday by U.S. congressional Democrats in response to the deaths of Black Americans while in police custody. House and Senate Democrats held a moment of silence at the Capitol's Emancipation Hall, reading the names of George Floyd and others killed. Then they knelt for 8 minutes, 46 seconds, now a symbol of police brutality and violence. It's the length of time prosecutors say Floyd was pinned under a white police officer's knee before he died. A majority of the city council in the largest city in the Midwestern state of Minnesota pledged to disband the police department. A council member said on Twitter, quote, "A veto-proof majority of the Minneapolis City Council just publicly agreed that the Minneapolis Police Department is not reformable and that we're going to end the current policing system." At a rally, in the city council members said they plan to invest in community-led safety initiatives instead of the police department. This is not just a message suggested by Minneapolis leaders. Protesters have been making the demand to fund the police as they show their anger at the police custody death of Floyd and others killed by police officers. The message is not necessarily about just gutting police department budgets. This is VOA News.